Last week, the Agriculture Department announced they are changing their direction and approach when it comes to trying to create a system for animal identification and disease traceback, as the system many of us came to know as NACE.
That is definitely off the plate. It's scrapped.
USDA's chief veterinarian, Dr. John Clifford, said the new framework for the animal disease traceback and livestock identification will have more local focus.
And this new approach provides a great deal of flexibility because it's going to be driven by the states and tribes versus by the federal government. This will allow for more of the grassroots effort to be able to build this system from the ground up.
Dr. Clifford said the new approach being taken on animal ID will address a number of concerns.
It will be supporting of low-cost technology, and we will only be looking for animals for traceability that are in interstate commerce. So a lot of the concerns we heard with regards to animals being used locally, there should not be any concerns with regards to this, because if they're not entering interstate commerce, they would not be a part of this program.
Many of the key livestock groups have reacted favorably to USDA's decision to drop the long-pursued National Animal ID Program in favor of one run by the states and tribal nations. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the National Pork Board are two of those. In a statement, NPB said the elimination of the National Animal Identification System does not change the objective pursued by the Pork Board, which is for pork producers who have timely disease surveillance and protection for the U.S. swine herd. According to USDA data, the U.S. swine industry already have more than 90% of its farms identified through premises identification. Plans for making the new rules have not yet been announced, but USDA officials are working to come up with a tracing program that will be supported by the livestock industry, with many aspects that would be designed by the individual states. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.